There are a lot of cranky spirits on the other side that don't have my interest or other people's best interests at heart. So some of these teens and some adults that go exploring have not protected themselves against the negative influences. And so then they become susceptible.
Do you ask questions when you talk to him?
Typically, I do, but usually those are on a more personal level. When
you don't ask big, heavy stuff like why was Hitler born or
no? I have my own sense of why that is. But when I'm in session with my father, when I say session, it's like I'm talking to you right now. I don't go into trance. I don't start twitching. I'm fully present. I just am able to hear what he is sharing with me, and then I pass it on. So I don't ask as much as I listen, because I know that he's here to give me information. Speaking about the word reading, as I was doing this work with people, I said, Dad, I need a way to describe what it is that we're doing. I said, I'm not doing a reading. I'm not reading anything. What can I tell people? And he said, call it a listening. What you're doing is a listening. You're listening to me. They're listening to you. It's a listening. So that's what I tell people. My sessions are called listenings.
You ever ask a dumb question to him, like, you have any fun up there?
He's having a lot of fun.
You can have
He loves his life.
You know, it seems like...
Oh, yeah, we're silly.
It's austere, and there are people playing harps and, yeah, you know, doing that stuff. And there's a great old country song called In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Boy, that'd be a drag.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah. I'm not a beer drinker, but I think that would be a... That'd be a sad state.
You mean... So we can't imagine what it's like to be there.
I have asked him, what is it like? And I've written this in the book and what he's told me. He said, Giselle, no matter how much you prepare and you research and you study and you alter your diet and you really contemplate what it's like to try and access the spirit world, he says, it's impossible for you because you are still in earth form, this physical body. He says, even as close as you have been able to get to it, it's only a glimpse of what it's like here. There's no way for us to fully know as we're in our bodies.
And he doesn't want to come back.
No, he loves the realm that he's in. He said he's following the light, and he's a spirit guide to many other people other than myself.
You know, the people who have the after life experience, you know,
right,
they come back.
That's right.
All say that they didn't want to. And then the great spirit or whatever it is says,
you have to come back.
You have to, and they always say, no, let me stay here.
Right. Now, the opening chapter of this book, I actually wrote 5 months after my father died. And it helps explain how it is that this journey with my father got started. I really was rushing to his deathbed. I was in my office at the Denver Post, and I knew that he was, critically, at that critical stage of dying. And I yelled at him through the phone, hold on, wait for me, I'm coming, I'll be there, just wait. It took me 21 hours to get to his bedside because of rain delays, airport closings. When I finally got to his deathbed, he opened up and told me what had happened to him just a few weeks before, where he was being rushed again to the hospital. He said when he was in the ambulance just before he thought he was about to die, he said he knew that the lights were going to go out. Lights out is how he put it. He knew he was about to die. And he said, Giselle, you know the cliche that people say just before they're about to die or have had the near death, they see their life flash before them? He said, Giselle, it's true. And from his deathbed, it was just him and I sitting there together. He lifted up his right arm and he swiped the air from right to left. And he said, it was just like that, Giselle, like frames of a movie. I saw everything I'd ever done in my life.
Oh, no.
Everything. He said, all the joys, all the pain, all the gladness, all the good I did, all the mistakes. He said, everything. And you would have thought it would have taken forever for me to say everything. He says, but it was like a second, a flash. But the thing that stuck with me and that transformed my life is he said, Giselle, I saw all my mistakes. They were lit from behind somehow. There was a light that... In 3D, they stood out more than all the joy or the good that I ever did. And he said, and there was only one mistake that I ever made that I regretted. Now, my father was a very virtuous man. He knew